flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Get some Scotties. Enjoy it responsibly. Shout out to Quince Orchard Lacrosse. Here's what we're doing now.
Did he play or he's just wearing a shirt?
I don't know. I don't know. He seems kind of little for lacrosse, but there's a space for everybody.
Hey, he'd
out
be
there.
A quick guy.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 is the number. It is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. I'm going to leave these phone lines
open time.
The entire remainder of the show. B, I'm going to start. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's closer to winning a Super Bowl, Baltimore or Buffalo?
Oh, man. Is Pat retiring?
Not that I know of.
Because I would say they're about what and what. Until they figure out a way to slow down that dude, ain't none of them going to win. They can get to the AFC Championship game, but they're going to lose to him. Pat Mahomes.
Donnie, it's Ask B. Mitch Anything. I didn't want to have to do this, but I'm going to have to do it. It's an audio medium, brother.
Hey, I'm serious, bro. Because, like, let's be real. I thought this was the year for Baltimore. Lamar had the best year, MVP year. He had Derrick Henry with him, and still they lost to Buffalo. Okay,
and then
Josh rolls over to Kansas City and is in position to win it.
Took him to the wire,
and they lose. So I would say both of them about what and what. To be honest with you, one of them is not. Somebody has to have a higher threshold, and I have to believe that if Baltimore lost to them this year. They make the mistakes at the wrong time. They make their mistakes at the most inopportune times. They make it in a AFC championship game. I have to say Buffalo is closer than Baltimore.
The problem is, it's like if you have two really pretty girls and then Rihanna, and it's a who's the prettiest girl contest, it might not matter because the one is just so much further ahead of
the
other.
Yeah, but if you don't have but do you have a shot at any one of them? That's the whole question.
Listen, I told you, much like Brian Schottenheimer was addressed about being a head coach many, many years ago, there were Scarlett Johansson and Jennifer Lopez were interested in me. I just decided not to pursue it since we can all just declare things without.
Yeah, that's the way you need to present that to make yourself not look bad.
Any sort of fact.
Yeah, I don't think you're on the radar.
I got one more. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067.
What's the next one?
Dude, Donnie. We're going to have to put Donnie in the aquarium. B, The 49ers have had a hell of a run.
Yep.
This year, things kind of fell apart for San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of injury-driven, but it kind of wasn't. It's not like their quarterback went down. There were other players that went down, but Niners went 6-11 this year.
Yes.
The Niners, as presently constituted, Super Bowl threat.
Yes or no?
Is that over?
I say yes, because they have older players that are their nucleus. And you know what happened to older players? They get hurt. And also, you watch them. Everybody gives Kyle all his love. I give him love, too. I think a guy comes up. But when he is down, he's awful. Because he does not change anything in his scheme when he's down. When he's up, he'll run away from you. But when he's down, he cannot come back. Because he does the exact crap, and defenses stop that all the time.
Interesting little footnote here. The Niners lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in 2019. The next year, they kind of bottomed out. Now, that was quarterback injury-driven.
Yeah.
They went 6-10 that year. The following year, another winning season, and they lost in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
So then, look, 23, they lose the Super Bowl. 24, they go 6-11. History could tell us they get back to the conference title game here. I'm not sure that it'll work
that way. Do they pay Purdy? If they pay Purdy, they can't pay everybody else. They're going to drop off some.
What's going to be interesting is that they go into this offseason in really healthy cap shape.
Okay, well, like I hit you on another one. I've always said, you know, when you get to a certain level, your expectations now are no longer what they used to be. And yes, they fell off this year, and that was a very, very much a letdown. You think everybody in Canada, whether it's front office, owners, or fans, are they expecting them to come back and have a losing season, or are they expecting them to be able to compete? And if they can't get to the NFC Championship game, they're going to start looking at people's jobs.
Totally.
That's just how it goes, bro.
Dude, you can already feel that, like, earth shaking a little bit out there. All right, let's start these phones. Vinny is in Seat Pleasant.
What up, Vinny? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today, man?
We good, brother.
B-Mitch, Amon-Ra St. Brown had a list of receivers that went before him in the draft, and De'Ami Brown was on that list.
Uh-huh.
De'Ami Brown went to Detroit and had one heck of a game, probably one of the best games I've ever seen him have. So do you think Amon-Ra St. Brown still has De'Ami Brown on the list? And
yeah.
De'Ami Brown coming back next season and can, I guess, replicate what he's done in the playoffs?
Well, I think De'Ami got better and better as the year went on. And late in the season, he was very good. He gave them another weapon other than Terry McLaurin. And let's be real. Amon-Ra St. Brown is the type of guy who's going to have things to motivate him. So, yes, De'Ami Brown is still on his list. But, but nobody can be concerned about that fact. De'Ami can't be concerned about it because Amon-Ra is going to get himself. That's like I always say, Joe Dumars never said he was a Jordan stopper. Michael Jordan said Joe Dubois said he was a Jordan stopper. And he lived through that thing his whole career. So, you know, De'Ami got to just keep moving like he's been. He took a major step this year. Next year he could probably take another one. He's a free agent. So will he be back here or somewhere else?
That's a question. Thank you, guys. Right, I appreciate you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Vinny. Rick is on the route. What up, Ricky?
What up, Rick?
We miss JP. What's going on, guys? Long time.
We good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm cooling. Real quick, when I met you guys last time at DC City Smokehouse, I was wearing some Chiefs gear. Quick backstory to that. My mother, born and raised diehard Washingtonian fan. My father was from Kansas City. He died when I was 11 years old. So I took the Chiefs side, but I always have my heart with Washington. But I've been with the Chiefs also since 91. So my question for you, B-Mitch, and I really wanted to see Washington versus the Chiefs, but sorry about that. Ambulance is Rick's coming.
They're not chasing you. I'm not going to mess with you. All right, Rick. What's up?
The question is, if you do talk to Andy Reid next week coming up at any point in time, please tell him for me and for Washingtonians and Chiefs fans to beat the snot bubbles out of the Philadelphia Eagles for him.
All right. I'll let him know. I reached out to him, so he normally hits me back and let me know.
Sweet.
All right,
appreciate
bro.
You guys. Always good listening to you guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Ricky.
Cool.
All right, Alan is in Rockville. Alan, hit us up. Ask B. Mitch anything.
Okay, B-Mitch, let me ask you a question. There's an old story about Sonny Jurgensen. He said when he was a rookie, he was trying to get out of the pocket and run around the side, and he got in what's his Chuck Bendera put his lights out and shook his finger at him and says, "You come over here again, I'm going to break your legs." So they said, "So what did you do?" "I didn't go over there again." So I'm bringing it to the point during when Baker Mayfield, early in that game, he ran up the middle. And he didn't slide. He didn't dove. And coming right on like a train was Bobby Wagner. And Bobby Wagner sat there and was shaking his finger at him and saying something. Was he saying something similar? Because he could have crushed him.
He probably told him, if you keep being a running back, I'm going to treat you like one.
That's what I thought. And that's what Ben Derrick said. And good enough for Ben Derrick and him. It's good enough for me. Thanks a lot. You cleared that up.
Thanks, right, Al. Brother. Appreciate you, man. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Going to take phones the rest of the hour. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. Daniel's in Virginia. What up, Danny? Ask B. Anything.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, bro?
Love the show. Love the station. Listen all day on the Odyssey app.
Appreciate you, bro.
A question about whether we are ready to put Cliff to bed now.
Well, I never listened to it because – they're, like the thing with today, this is the problem with sports and all of these damn nerds with their stat stuff. They don't ever give you context of anything. And when you lose context, you lose a whole bunch of stuff. So I never, like, if your quarterback gets hurt, it's not you falling off a cliff, the whole damn team fall off a cliff. If you have offensive linemen get injured, hey, that's a part of it. So I never cared about it, never thought about it anyway. So at this point, it's been put to bed by me anyway. So I'm probably the one dude that the analytics community hate, and I could give them the one finger salute. I don't give a damn.
I don't think you're the only, but you're definitely on their list.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
And you know what I say to them? Bleep you.
thanks for the call, Danny.
Okay.
It's kind of to that point with the Cliff. Nobody worried when Kyle Shanahan went 6-10 after the Super Bowl, and Garoppolo got hurt.
Yeah. See, but the thing that they context.
Sure.
Explains everything most times. But nobody cares about that because they don't care about context. They don't really care about to educate you on the actual sport. They just want you to think that they're smarter than everybody. And I think a lot of times, I could go get all kind of equations to tell you stuff. But that equation is not one all end all. It's not that.
Yeah, I mean, the Cliff stuff to me is just so remarkable because I do think there's some truth to, especially early in his career, that he wasn't making a ton of adjustments later. You know, it was we have our offense and it was primarily an air raid and it went really well. Mm-hmm. But like until so they went 5-10 his first year. Kyler's a rookie. They're learning.
Right.
They go 8-8 the second year. They were really good. And then they kind of plateaued in the second half. They go 11-6 the last year. And then in 22, after he got his extension, they fell apart. But Kyler also missed half the damn season.
Jay,
I don't understand how people.
What is the one thing people say? If you're up 28-3, what do?
Run the ball.
Okay. And the fact that the offensive coordinator kept throwing the football, everybody blamed the defensive guy and never blamed the offensive guy. They still are blaming Dan, but nobody gives Kyle any blame. The world is too offensive friendly now. Kyle was the biggest culprit in that game, not Dan. Dan hired him, and he allowed him to do his thing. But he also felt like, your daddy ran the ball to nauseam. Why the hell are you throwing the football? Because he was trying. He had already gotten the job. Why the hell are you trying to prove it for? Trying to still prove him.
Right.
So.
Jaden is in Columbus. Jay, ask me anything.
Okay, I got a question, guys.
Yo.
I was talking with some buddies out here about our roster. Do we have one player outside of Jaden Daniels or Terry McLaurin that starts on either team in the Super Bowl?
One player on either team that starts in the Super Bowl.
No, on our team.
Like on our team that will start in the Super Bowl.
So I think this question. Yes. I'm
trying to think. And I would probably tell you yes, somebody would. But the ultimate thing is, we sit up there and we say that if we go through all 25 starting positions, somebody probably would start.
Well, so there's also an inherent flaw in the question, especially defensively when there's so many rotational pieces.
Yeah.
But I find it hard to believe that either of these teams wouldn't have use for Luvu or Wagner or McLaurin. You're telling me, I bet McLaurin would be the leading receiver in Kansas City.
Well, he said I already gave you McLaurin.
Oh, okay.
But the way Mikey played, Mikey would be on your field a lot.
Yeah.
He wouldn't start over McDuffie, right? Or Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean.
But
but there's usually three corners on the field.
There's three corners on the field. So I'm not saying my thing is, if you think they need to go get a whole 51 new players, you name two people, you're mistaken. They won 14 damn games this year.
Yeah, and the other flaw with that is KC and Philly have been building those rosters over time, like for a consistent period of time. They've drafted really well. They've signed guys. Like, this was the first year of Washington doing this. You know?
I think people would think that Detroit, they wouldn't start on Detroit, and they beat them.
I think a lot of their defensive players would have started on what Detroit had.
Right, because they were beat up.
They still were performing. It was in a right before the NFC Championship game.
It's a useful question, but what do you mean to get at with the question?
Okay, so here's what I'm getting at. I think both can be true. I think I heard people were getting mad at like what the junkie said. I think the wording's wrong, fluky, but I think both can be true. Jaden's an absolute stud, but I do think I guess the expectation for me next year, it's like 9 or 10 wins. I don't think we're really a 12-win team because we had 7 wins at the buzzer. That's an NFL record. So I think it's just kind of where we're at. I think some people think, we need to win a playoff game next year or it's a failure. I don't really see it that way. I mean, Vegas has us at 8.5 wins next year, which I think is fair, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, I just think that the fluky is completely wrong because you don't win that many games in a row if it's a fluke. Okay, I don't have a problem disagreeing with the junkies. So let me break it down for you again. People think that the Washington Redskins of 1991 was not a very talented football team. But you know what other people say? It's the best team ever put together. Why? Because they didn't have a lot of individual stars. And the problem with society today, you all care more about individual stars than you care about a team. So the whole team was better. Because they weren't trying to present certain people out there. So when you find a team that plays together as a team consistently, you win a lot more damn games. And I believe if they could get more talent and play the same way they played this year, they'll get double-digit wins again.
I
guess just looking at the NFC model, San Francisco and the Eagles at run our conference. There you have the most.
You gotta
have a lot of talent, yes.
They went 6-11.
No, I'm saying but over the last 7 years, it's been two franchises that have run the NFC.
Okay, but maybe it's another one about to kick down the door.
But so do you want to dismiss what they accomplished?
No. I mean to ask you, I don't think what we did this year is repeatable. Like if I asked you guys.
So here's where I disagree. If you want to apply the word fluky, the Hail Mary result is completely fluky. The ball gets tipped up the right way and a dude brings it in. I get that. That is a fluky result.
Okay.
That happens one out of 30. The rest of those results, is it my turn or your turn, Jaden? The rest of those results, dude, are a direct result of stuff they practice and a guy with just straight ice water in his veins. And I don't think you can be dismissive of that.
No, but I guess if I had to ask you guys, put money on the line, what would you guys guess? What's a good season next year? Like, what would you guys be satisfied? Like,
are you satisfied with them making it to the playoffs again?
I think you think they're a divisional round team. That the wild card.
No, I think wild card. I think we're a wild card team.
And if they make it to the playoffs again, they have a chance. So I would say put all your money on it, all your rent on what you think, and see what happens.
When we come back, we're going to keep the phone lines going. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back, and this time it's every manning for himself. This Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden-death field goal showdown. Peyton versus Eli. Big brother against little brother. Live from New Orleans. One kick to claim the ultimate family bragging rights. Who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner now or on the FanDuel in the app. And if you back the right brother, you will earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free bet or don't forget to tune in to watch the showdown live during Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox at 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best manning win. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Brian. That's BRIAN. And bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. No purchase necessary. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-246-25.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3-7.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1:30 on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2. I think they're already out in Leesburg doing a live show. Somebody tell me where their show is. I know it's in Leesburg in advance of 106.7 The Fan tonight. Phone lines are lit up, but I don't want to waste time. The MGM National Harbor listener lines is where you can call 800-636-1067 for Ask B. Mitch Anything. But on the Rude Guest Hotline, we have an NFL owner on the line. Hello, Jera. How do you do?
I'll be honest with you, Finley. I don't know what kind of cold you had or flu, but I've been under the weather for 4 days. This crap has hit me in the lungs.
It's called being a cowboy owner.
And I'm telling you, man, I feel like I'm going to die, and I thought I was over the hump.
Jera, I'm serious. Go get a Z-Pack, that joint. It's like when the Undertaker sits up out of the coffin. It gets you back to life, man.
I just warm up your bourbon when you drink it and make you sweat better.
Got you. Let me give a shout out to Jeff. I think he's the best call screener. Good guy. I like him a lot. I might say the same thing about you, Landfill, but you don't stand up and answer the damn phone. But listen, B. Mitch, I got to ask you a question. Do you think I need some psychiatric treatment?
Yes.
Why is that?
That was quick.
Because, I mean, damn, you've been having the same area and you're going lower and you keep wanting to make all the decisions. How does somebody let them do it and sit back and reap your benefits?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. My dumbass son, Steven, said I might need to go get a check from the neck up, and I'll tell you why. I thought I was hiring Marty Scheidenheimer. I had no idea that he died. I had no idea. In fact, I looked at him, and I said, damn, son, you look like you got that Benjamin Button's disease or something. You keep looking younger and younger. And my son said, no, Dad, that's not him. That's his son. I'm like, well, what the hell would I sign him for? Hey, listen, I'm getting death threats all over the place. And so I told Steven I'm promoting him to my food taster and drink taster from here on out until I know I'm beyond anybody doing something nasty to Jared. But I think you all should have a great day. I got to go fight this cult.
Hey, man, hot toddy. I gave the recipe yesterday. I know you were listening.
Z-Pack, Jera. Z-Pack. All right, Brian, I'm going to read something, and then I'll let you react. This is my Ask B. Mitch Anything. Mark Segrave is reporter for NBC4, does city government very, very well. Per Segrave, the lease extension for RFK Stadium site is almost complete. Mayor Bowser sent emergency resolution to the D.C. Council to approve at Tuesday's legislative session. Once approved, the recorder of deeds will publish, and it's a done deal.
All right.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Oh, great.
I figured you would.
They think they're going in the right direction.
Gosh, man. What a world that seems plausible. Let's go down to Solomon's Island. What up, Joel? Ask me anything.
Hey, boys, what's going on? Is it a Vodka Red Bull Friday today? Or
yes, it
no?
is. That,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, celebrate.
Right. Hey, that's awesome. Hey, I do want to preface this real quick. B. Mitch, I want to thank you. Appreciate you for all you do for the communities, both down here in the DMV, also what you did in Philly as well. And me being a Philly man, I want to ask you this. How's that steak and cheese taste after the cheesesteak we served you guys on Sunday?
I don't eat steak and cheese, so didn't taste good to me. I didn't like it when I was here. I didn't like it when I was there. I like crabs.
I'm
coming down to South Island. You better have me some damn crabs. So coming over here trying to talk to us all crazy.
Man,
you get us 2 dozen of the, what you call it, the Texas the monsters or whatever they call them? The Texas Bulls. The big crabs. We're going to come down there and we're going to do a B-Mitch and Finley show right at your place. Come
Maryland
on.
Crabs. Maryland crabs.
Yeah, they're not from Maryland, though.
No. Thank you, Joel.
Joel can tell you. He's from down there. He knows they go down and ship from the south.
Reese is in Silver
Dave,
Spring.
This is Daniel Reese. How are you?
Who is this?
You talking to us?
Hello? Who is this?
This is Reese.
What's up, Reese? How you doing, brother?
Hey, I talked to you yesterday. I had a great time. You remember our talk?
Which talk?
Remember? I talked about Myles Garrett. And
Yeah. Myles Garrett, or you named two people. Myles Garrett, who was the other one?
And Myles Garrett and Khalil Mack.
Yeah, and I like Myles Garrett more.
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say when we talked about?
He doesn't know, dude. Just say it again. Super Bowl. I'm tired Myles and sick Garrett. And cranky. Let's speed this up.
No. I'm just he'll relax, remember relax. This.
You said what about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I said I think I'm going to the Super Bowl. What did you say?
Oh my God, I'm gonna put him on
I
hold.
I can't remember.
I'll be
I can't
nice
understand
and not
what he's saying right now.
That, Jeff, if you want to try to make sense of that, God bless my man. I'm out on that. Will's in D.C. What up, Will?
How y'all doing?
JP must be taking some medicine.
Dog, I think I need more.
What's up, brother?
I think my meds are wearing off.
First of all, can I propose a trade?
Yeah, go ahead.
Drake May for Jaden Daniels. That's for your 2 o'clock guys.
Oh, you're but joking. Anyway, okay. I thought you were serious. Because I almost cursed, bro. I'm sorry.
Before you be missed. The other day, the 2 o'clock guys, they said something to the effect, who deserves more credit as far as Cliff and Jaden? And one of the guys gave Cliff, like, it was like 60-40. Jaden. I'm wondering if you agree with that percentage. Because if it was up to me, I would say it was probably more like 70-30 or 80-20.
Man, it's players. It's just players, not plays.
Exactly.
Cliff's a huge part of it.
Cliff is a great part of it, but I'm going to break it down for anybody that wants to not give credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
I've never seen great coaches without great players.
There you go.
I've always seen great players without damn great coaches.
You can look at it
how you want to look at it, and you can think what you want to think. But when someone wants to get a coach more credit than the player, like a Jaden Daniels, like fantastic, then they just fooling themselves because they didn't like the player in the first place. Hands down, point blank. And I'm here all day for discussions if you want to have it.
Thanks, Willie. My guy Crank is on the line.
What up, Crank?
Crank, what up, man?
Yo, hey, B-Mitch. Look, this question right here is for a 10-year-old to about 12, 13-year-old Crank, man.
Man, I don't remember those days, man.
Hey, look, I know you're going to remember. Listen. This ain't got nothing to do with in-game performance. This is strictly your eye test, the B-Mitch eye test.
All right.
So who was – and these are questions that I used to argue with my – I'm the only child I used to argue with myself. Like, who – man, I think such is better. I ain't even really see these dudes play like that. So who was better? I'm going to give you two – I'm going to give you four players altogether. Who was better?
Who?
Danny Copeland or Alvoy Mays? No. Yeah, Danny Copeland or Alvoy Mays?
Danny Copeland.
Danny Copeland was better?
Yes.
And who was better? Sam Shane or Alvoy Mays? Or Alvin Walton.
Ooh, wow. Walton was a hitter, but Shea was the overall better player.
So Shea was overall better.
Yeah.
So, and then out of Mays and out of Copeland and Mays, who was better?
I already told you, Copeland.
I'm sorry. Out of Copeland and Shea, who was better?
Copeland and Shade.
Shade. Okay. Yeah. All right, bet. That's all I got, man.
All right, bro.
Thanks, Craig. Let's get one more in here. Stretch.
Shea coaching now. He's a head coach in college. Alabama A&M.
Yo, I meant to talk about this earlier. Did you see D. Hall got let go by the Panthers?
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Wow. My guess is, just the way the league works, that he was hired by the previous staff.
Yeah.
And then there was a staffing change. So it might not even be let go. It just might be that his contract expired.
Contract's up. Yeah.
That's my guess. Right. Stretch is in D.C. What up, Stretch?
What up, Stretch?
B. Mitch, JP, happy Friday, fellas.
Same to you, brother, too, man.
B. Mitch, I got a question. Earlier this week, the Cleveland Browns GM said that they wasn't going to trade Myles Garrett. As we know, things change over the course of maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks. Two-part question. Number one, D-Mitch, would you go try to get Myles Garrett? And number two, what's the max compensation that you would give Cleveland?
I don't, listen, will I try to talk to people if they're willing to try and trade him? Yes. I don't know what the max compensation would be. You know?
It's also worth pointing out.
Is Miles Garrett a free agent?
No. And
if he's not a free agent, then I don't think we're talking.
The Browns GM, Andrew Berry, has come out and said, absolutely not, are we trading Miles Garrett?
So, I mean, but if they start talking about trading him, yes, I'll be in that conversation.
Sure. Thanks for the call, Stretch.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. If you are paying attention, you could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Flights, hotel, $20,000 in spending cash.
Woo.
Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more information, go to odyssey.com and hit slam dunk. Yo, 20K in Vegas will get it done. That's not the only thing going on, folks. It's the best time of year for football, and it's finally here. The big game has arrived, and fans are excited to see who will be hoisting the trophy in New Orleans. Does KC get the three-peat, or does Philly break through and beat Mahomes? You can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Check out the big game giveaway promo for your chance at $1 million in prizes. 25 winners will walk away with $10,000 in cash. Think about that, 10 grand in your pocket. And 7,500 winners will get $100 in bonus bets. No deposit or bet required. Opt in today in the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Fitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Looking forward to seeing everybody tonight out in Leesburg, Tally Ho Theater. Should be a lot of fun. Landfill's sitting on all the tickets, so if you need them, just hit them up at Mullins.
Actually, you can stop by his house. This is his address. I just found it.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm joking, Landfill. I would never do that to you, dog. First time I saw him laugh that much.
Landfill has been extremely quiet today.
What is he hiding?
I'm over here just praying for death because Jeff won't stop singing. It's awful.
I do have Landfill's address if you want to swing by.
Landfill, don't turn his mic on, please.
If you want to pick up the tickets in person, it's 44061 Ashburn Shopping Plaza, Ashburn, Virginia, 20147.
That's the grocery store you go and pick his vegetables up at?
It's the Popeyes.
Popeyes, like, thank you.
I do feel like Jeff has been on one, especially today.
He's ribs, man. He's happy now.
You
like a little fat baby. Every time the fat baby gets his food, he gets happy as hell.
Do you want to respond to that, Jeff?
Hey, yo. Yeah, I was happy. I'm a fat baby. Yeah.
All right. We got one dude still on the phone. Colin and Clinton.
What up, Colin? How you doing, brother?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. How many players are still on their rookie contracts on the Commanders out of 34?
Out of 34? What do you mean? We have 34 rookies.
No, we have 34 players on contract for 2025, according to Over the Cap.
Yeah, well, technically that doesn't start till March. So right now they're all still on.
They're all still on the rookie contract.
But you're saying?
Well, yeah, I mean,
Of the 34 going forward, how many are on rookie deals?
Yeah.
If I can ask, you're basically just asking us to do some math for you. I bet AI could do that. But we could probably name them off the top of our head. Payne, McLaurin, Allen, Lattimore. Who got guaranteed money? Luvu, Armstrong.
They're not on rookie contracts.
He wanted to say who's not on rookie deals, right?
Oh, he said who's on rookie deals.
Yes.
So if I name the people that aren't, that means the rest of them are, right?
Yeah, all the people that were drafted this year.
The last 3 years.
The last 3 years, they all still on rookie contracts.
You know, right. You got to ask the chatbot for that. But it's not that many. It'd be this whole rookie class because they've cut most of Ron's draft picks, frankly.
Yeah.
And then the ones that are still around, a decent amount of them are on extensions. Cosme. The ones that aren't right. Would be easier to figure out, which is what I was doing.
Well, the answer is 13, and only 11 are actually on their real rookie numbers. Two of those players have elevated numbers due to the proven performance escalator. That's Percy Butler and Brian Robinson. So they're not really actually even making rookie numbers. So my point there is that we have a very small number of players on our roster that are getting better. Most of them are free agent, like you know, in their fifth, sixth years or more. And so I guess that my point there is I think that's why I think it's tough to say what the how well they'll do next year, because there's going to be so many players on our team that may not be getting better. Like, we're just hoping that they stay as good, if not get worse, if that makes sense.
Well, I'm just saying it don't make sense, because people get better throughout their whole career,
but
for the most part.
They also just changed the front office and the coaching staff. Don't you think that has an impact on it?
Not as much of an impact as it had last year. Like, and to your point, B. Mitch, I think players get better for their first 4 years, and then they probably peak on average. Every player is different.
Sometimes people are better than average. I think Terry McLaurin has gotten better every year. I'll take you back to my career. I got in my 10th, 11th, 12th year, my 11th, 12th, 13th year, I was better than I was in my first 4 or 5 years.
I gotta be honest. I don't understand your point.
I think you gotta listen. I'm gonna be honest with you. I want people to stop pulling up all of this analytics BS and calling here trying to act like you're smart, because you're just regurgitating something you just read. You didn't calculate that stuff, and you don't have a clue of calculating. Let's stop doing that.
What's so stupid about that is looking back is that was the previous administration's picks. It's well documented how poorly that went. So what? How is that relevant? Play the sounder for the bets. Do something.
Hell yeah. We were having a great show to that. Gather around.
Dude's testing me at the finish line. Let's just get through this, White Brian.
JP's 1-2. Everyone else is tied at 3-1.
Wow. Good week for the boys.
I win because I'm the oldest.
Damn. You guys subscribe to that theory?
Yeah, they got to subscribe to it. I asked Diane to come in.
To be honest, I think I was first place because I was the last to lose. I was undefeated all the way until last night.
I agree with B-Mitch because he is much, much older than us.
I accept it. I'm smarter, faster, more intelligent.
All right, let's calm down.
I don't know about the faster part.
Jeff, I'll beat you in anything.
White Brian's race?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Yes, we're going to do
it. Hold on. White Brian's throwing his hat in the ring for fastest? What's your...
Brian move around so damn slow, I think he's a snail.
Brian like lives underwater.
I'm going to start calling him White Snail. He's not White Snail, not White Brian.
No, I'm not fast, but Jeff told me his 40 time, and I'm definitely quicker than that.
I am definitely here to watch Brian and Jeff race.
Actually, I would let Bryce run against Jeff.
No. I run a race, Brian Mitchell.
I'll let Bryce run against Jeff.
He will smoke
That's
you,
my
Jeff.
10-month-old
How do you
grandkid.
Know that? We don't know that unless we try.
I know
4.69.
I didn't
say he'll beat you. No, it was 6-something. Not no 4. Yeah. No, I didn't say he'll beat you.
Yeah, I ran a 4.69. Thank you, B.
A 6.49,
yeah,
I meant.
Yeah, I think we messed that one up. Let's get the hell out of here. Grant and Danny coming here. Where are they? Anybody tell me where they are?
And Greg, yes, you can't spell. I'll see you around 7-ish.
Brian, find where Grant and Danny
They're
are.
At, oh, damn. I forgot
They're at a bar in Leesburg. I know that much.
Yeah, a bar in Leesburg.
Go to every bar in Leesburg until you find them. Here we go. They're at the Green Tree Tavern.
There you go.
They'll be there today until 6:30.
Green Tree Oil.
We're all going to be at Tally Ho Theater tonight for the 106.7 The Fan live party. Should be a blast. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Thor Nystrom, and thank you to Brian Westbrook. Thank you to most of the callers today, most of them. Shout out to Donnie for bringing the ribs. If you don't already, go to Facebook.com and like Gudas Barbecue. Grant and Danny live at the Green Tree Tavern coming up next. You made it this far. I owe you some Z-Pack.